Unit 4. Let's talk music.
Music. A grandmother's comforting song. A farmer's thankful melody. A child proudly singing the national anthem. A Chinese rock star on tour in Canada. Music is the universal language. Like a bridge over water, it is a pathway to understanding others.
If there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. If there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. Chinese proverb.
Section 1. New words and ideas.
Let's talk music. December 8, 2004. Dear Li Ming, hi, my name is Brianne. I am a friend of Jenny's. Jenny tells me you are thinking about starting guitar lessons. She suggested that I write to you because I have taken many kinds of music lessons. I am happy to talk to you about my favorite topic, music. I am sending the CD of my favorite singer. I hope you enjoy it. I listen to this music every day on the radio, and I thought you might like it too. Bryan Adams is very popular here. Have you ever heard of him? He's great. How about in China? When I take the school bus each day, I like to bring my Discman so that I can listen to music while I am going to school. It is important that students be happy on the bus, don't you think? I love many kinds of music, and I think music is very important in life. Music has been a part of my life since I was young. When I was only 4, I started taking violin lessons. We had many music parties and concerts. Then, as I got older, I played the piano and eventually joined the band at school and started playing the saxophone. That's when I learned to appreciate jazz music. Now, even though I like listening to popular music, I also love playing music. Once I learned to play sax and fell in love with jazz music, I wanted to sing. So now I am taking guitar lessons. I absolutely love it. It's easier to sing when you have a guitar to keep you on key. I'm surprised at how easy it is. I recommend you start your lessons right away. And I'm sure that you will learn very quickly. Someday, maybe we will be able to play together. Wouldn't that be fun? Lately, I've been thinking about how important music is. In Canada, we sometimes say, music is the language of the soul. I think this is true, because when I play music, I can experience emotions and express parts of myself that I can't really talk about in words. Do you know what I mean? Li Ming, have you ever had this experience? Whether I'm feeling down or having the best time, music always makes the day better. Actually, I can think of one day, years ago, when music didn't make my day better. I was playing in a piano concert with 3 of my friends. We were in this fancy hall with the baby grand piano on the stage and two judges sitting in the audience. I was terrified. It was the first time I had to know my song by memory. My first friend went up and played her song. The audience clapped, and she returned to her seat. She had played beautifully. My second friend also played well. Then the judges called my name. I had butterflies in my stomach and a lump in my throat as I slowly walked up to the stage. I began to play. About halfway through the song, I completely forgot the notes. I stopped playing and then started again at the beginning. But when I got to the same place, I forgot the notes again. This time I stopped and looked up at the audience and saw one of the judges slowly walking up to the stage to bring me the music book. I have never been so embarrassed in all my life. By the way, I didn't win the competition. Whenever I remember this story, I laugh. It doesn't seem so tragic now. Don't let it scare you. Most of my memories of music are good ones. And I don't ever want to stop playing instruments and listening to good music. Pop music, classical music, jazz, or even country music. I enjoy them all. So, Li Ming, I strongly recommend that you take the guitar lessons. Please let me know how it turns out. I hope you enjoy this gift of music. I would like to know what you think about music. What kind of music do you listen to? Your new friend, Brianne.
Quotable quotes. The history of a people is found in its songs. George Jelinek. Without music, life is a journey through a desert. Pat Conroy.
Let's sing a song.
Do you like to dance and move your feet? Everyone likes a happy beat. I'm listening to the radio, waiting for my favorite show. Music makes me feel alive. My favorite dance is called the jive. First you swing your arms and twirl. It's fun for every boy and girl. There's rapping, dancing, hip-hop. Some kind of music just won't stop. Bossa novas are okay, but rock and roll is here to stay. Music does a lot of things. It brings us up and makes us sing. Without it, my heart would drop. That's why I'm doing hip-hop. There's rapping, dancing, hip-hop. Some kind of music just won't stop. Bossa novas are okay, but rock and roll is here to stay.
Section 2. Meaning through practice.
C. Build your listening skills.
Part 1. Listen to Jenny inviting Li Ming and his friend to join her band. Then answer the questions.
Hey, Li Ming, can I ask you something?
Sure,
Jenny, what is it?
Pat and I are thinking of starting a band, but we need a guitar player. Would you like to join? I know you're really good.
Wow, that sounds great. What sort of music do you want to play?
Pop music, we think. We're not exactly sure yet. We'll have to see what develops once we get the band together.
So, I assume you're going to play piano.
That's right. And I'll do some singing as well.
Okay, and what does Pat play?
She actually plays the drums.
Really? That's fantastic. But what are you going to do about a bass guitar player?
I was actually going to ask if you knew anyone that we could ask.
Well, you know, my friend Quan happens to be a great bass player. Should I give him a try?
Quan plays bass? I didn't know that. Yeah, ask him. He would be great.
Why don't we both come to your next practice and see if we can make it work?
That would be wonderful. We're actually practicing right after school tomorrow at my house.
I'll talk to Quan tonight to see if he wants to come, and then I'll give you a call. Does that sound all right?
Super. I'll talk to you later then.
Okay. Bye, Jenny.
Part 2. Listen to the following announcement from the radio station 101.3. The Fox, and answer the questions.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to 101.3 The Fox in New York City. We've got some very special guests in the studio room tonight. In just a few moments, we're going to speak to all four members of Yes, That's Right, Jenny and the Jets. This new pop group has recently hit the top of the charts with their newest song, Flying High. They will begin their North American tour here in New York City on Friday, May 21st, 2004, at Radio City Music Hall. Tickets go on sale April 15th at all Ticketmaster locations. Now, to all you listeners out there, let's meet Jenny and the Jets.
Section 4. Reading for Awareness.
Let's all sing. Folk songs, songs by and for the people. Do you know Old MacDonald had a farm? Or the frog went a-courtin'? Or Yankee Doodle? These are folk songs. Folk songs are songs that are made up by common people. Many folk songs tell about heroes, robbers, or young girls. Others, like Old MacDonald, are just for fun. Some folk songs are about the kinds of work that people do. Christmas carols are folk songs, and so are the patriotic songs of many countries. Every country has its own folk songs. Most of these songs were made up long ago, and people have been singing them for hundreds of years. One of the oldest American folk songs is Turkey in the Straw. It's about silly things that happened to a young farmer. Meadowlands is an old Russian favorite that tells of the horsemen who ride around the vast rolling plains of Russia. The Canadian song, Alouette, is a fun song about a bird. The songs that traveling singers in Europe sang at castle feasts and village fairs were folk songs. So are the songs of American cowboys, farmers, and sailors all over the world. Folk songs are the songs that people often sing when they come together for a good time. They're the songs that people sing as they work. In fact, many folk songs were made up just to make work seem easier. They help to make a long, hard day go faster. Of course, in China, we also have a long and honored tradition of folk songs and folk singers. Like all folk songs, they come from the ordinary people and tell of things in ordinary life. There are three main kinds of Chinese folk songs: Haozi, Xiaodiao, and Shangde. Haozi is sung by males. Song for Fisher is an example of this type. Do you know this song? Can you sing it? Shangde, for example, Xiaohe Tong Shui, is sung by two people, while Xiaodiao, with its beautiful tone, is usually sung by girls. Purple Bamboo is a good example of Xiaodiao. These folk songs give voice to the common people. Billions of people in China, young and old, have enjoyed these traditional songs. They are often described as the glue that unites all the people of this ancient civilization. In many ways, they are the voices of our ancestors.
Wang Luobin and Chinese Folk Songs. Have you ever heard the song In a Faraway Land by Wang Luobin? Many of his songs have been performed throughout China and around the world. He was born in Beijing in 1913 and was educated at the Department of Music, Beijing Normal College, where he studied vocal, piano, and composition. As a young man, he toured Northwest China and became fascinated with the local folk songs. His understanding of music led him to conclude that Chinese folk songs were among the best in the world. He undertook to collect and rewrite hundreds of these traditional songs. Many of his more than 700 folk songs have become national favorites. Many people can sing at least one of his songs. Wang Luobin died in the late 1980s, but his music lives on in the hearts and minds of Chinese people everywhere. He was in many ways a music archaeologist. He devoted himself to uncovering and presenting the music of the people. Through his efforts, many of the old songs have been preserved for future generations to enjoy. Without his work, these songs might have been lost forever.
Rocky Mountain High, John Denver. John Denver was born on December 31st, 1943, in Roswell, New Mexico, USA. He was one of the world's best-known and best-loved performers. A master communicator who could reach audiences regardless of geography, economics, politics, and language. He was a true international figure, devoted to world peace and the end of hunger. On October 12, 1997, at the age of 53, he was killed when the experimental plane he was flying crashed into the Pacific Ocean just off the California coast. Music does bring people together. It allows us to experience the same emotions. People everywhere are the same in heart and spirit. No matter what language we speak, what color we are, music proves we are the same. When I write a song, I want to take the personal experience or observation that inspired it and express it in as universal a way as possible. I'm a global citizen. I want to work in whatever I do, my music, my writing, my performing, my commitments, my home, and personal life, in a way that is directed towards a world in balance. A world that creates a better quality of life for all people. John Denver.
Heart Song by Patty Hansen. Once upon a time, there was a great man who married the woman of his dreams. With their love, they created a little girl. She was a bright and cheerful little girl, and the great man loved her very much. When she was very little, he would pick her up, sing and dance with her around the room, and he would tell her, "I love you, little girl." When the girl was growing up, the great man would hug her and tell her, "I love you, little girl." The little girl would say, "I'm not a little girl anymore." Then the man would laugh and say, "But to me, you'll always be my little girl." The little girl, who was not so little anymore, left her home and went into the world. As she learned more about herself, she learned more about the man. She saw that he truly was great and strong, for now she recognized his strengths. One of his strengths was his ability to express his love to his family. It didn't matter where she went in the world. The man would call her and say, "I love you, little girl." The day came when the little girl, who was not little anymore, received a phone call. The great man was damaged. He had a stroke, they said to the girl. He couldn't talk anymore, and they weren't sure that he could understand the words spoken to him. He could no longer smile, laugh, walk, hug, dance, or tell the little girl, who was not so little anymore, that he loved her. And so she went to the side of the great man. When she walked into the room and saw him, he looked small and not strong at all. He looked at her and tried to speak, but he could not. The little girl did the only thing she could do. She climbed up on the bed next to the great man. Tears ran from both of their eyes, and she drew her arms around the useless shoulders of her father. Her head on his chest, she thought of many things. She remembered the wonderful times together, and how she had always felt protected and loved by the great man. She felt grief for the loss that was coming. And then she heard from within the man the beat of his heart. The heart where the music and the words had had always lived. The heart beat on, steadily unconcerned about the damage to the rest of the body. And while she rested there, the magic happened. She heard what she needed to hear. His heart beat out the words that his mouth could no longer say. I love you. I love you. I love you. Little girl. Little girl. Little girl. And she was comforted.